This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Yes. That's right, Lefty Pinkos, with you again for another week here on Joy. Hey, I'm back. I've been away.
Kath is back.
I'm back.
You've been away. It's great to have you back in here in the studios. Yeah. How you been anyway, can I ask?
Well, it's been really intense. Aren't we all glad to see the spring? I'm sort of starting new jobs and this could be the end of me for a while, except for an emergency sort of person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just
winter was pretty dreary here in Melbourne, wasn't it? It kind of...
Look, we shouldn't complain.
Had us hold in, all of us, but... Yeah, but we shouldn't complain because spring is on the way.
And we're here.
Skies are bluer, and we're all here tonight. I guess Emma's not with us, our lovely new co-host. She's up in Sydney.
Yeah.
Shout out, Emma. How you going? And Lauren isn't in here either. But, Kath, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, Brian. Well, as ever, we kick the show off by building this guest off into his...
Yes, it's frenzy. Ridiculous. It's going to be a frenzy in here.
Well, tonight it's all erotica, really. Let's just come straight out with it. With the Oz Kink Fest due to hit Melbourne any week now, we've got a bit of a taste of what's to come with the owner publisher of La Bouche Books, erotica writer, author of BDSM erotica. It is
KL Joy. I'd like to also mention too that she's a gypsy, a tramp, and also describes herself as a thief. So it's going to be a pretty interesting show talking about kink and erotica and publishing, and we might even chat about 50 Shades of Grey, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, because look, it's all tonight. We're going to have an erotica survey. We're going to be talking about that because La Bouche is doing one. You know, how do you use erotica? Do you? What do you look for? You know, we're talking about that, and that's going to be online soon. So, you know, stay with us for the next hour for all things horny and ridiculous. And in just a moment, we'll have our guest.
I'll stick with the horny. I don't want to go ridiculous tonight.
Oh, I can't guarantee.
It's Tuesday night. Come on, let's get horny.
I should confess, I'm in the hot seat tonight, and it's been 5 or 6 weeks since I've done this, and I'm pretty sure I have not got this next cue right. Stay with us for the next hour, and in just a moment, you're going to meet the amazing goth goddess, absolutely gorgeous, KL Joy.
Shout out to Emma. She's up in Sydney this week. She's our co-host here. And yeah, we've been working pretty hard in getting her involved with Lefty Pinkos. Kath is actually going to bow out in the next few weeks. So, which isn't a good thing. But under the circumstances, it's not a good thing. But
right now, it's
not. I'm not saying that.
We've just found this. This is going to work, guys. Sorry about that.
Let's
kick this thing off.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're with Kath and Brian.
And we have in the studio tonight KL Joy, a publisher and owner of La Bouche Books, Gypsy Tramp and a Thief. But yeah, welcome to Joy.
Hey, KL.
It's rather joyous in here, isn't it?
It's good to be here.
Good. Now, KL, you and I met at a reading where you read one of your, you know, horny porny pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, how did she find the love for erotica? Can you tell us a bit about that? You know, does it go a long way back or is it more recent?
It's actually fairly recent. Well, I've always loved reading erotica. I've played around with some writings all my life. But it was actually a little party, a birthday party. Burlesque theme, double 30th in 2005, that kicked off my writing of erotica.
Ooh.
And it actually makes up the first chapter of my first book, Catalyst.
Yeah.
So it was, I came home and I went, oh my God, that was such an amazing event. I think I'll just put pen to paper. And I did. And the first chapter was born just as a short story.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was chapter one, chapter two, and then chapter three continued, and four and five and six, all these stories. But then I just kept going out and researching a lot and going to these awesome parties to get inspiration for more erotica.
How would you define erotica? Like, what are the elements that have to be in erotica?
Yeah. I mean,
does it have to be titillating or dirty or
it
horny?
It has to have that... je ne sais quoi, where you just kind of go, I want to feel and taste what the characters are feeling and tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how, I want to put myself in their shoes.
Mm.
And it's that it's a really hard line to walk. And in fact, I was at a Melbourne Writers Festival 4 years ago and Bryce Courtney said to me, it's one of the hardest genres to write. Mm-hmm. That year he got the gong for the worst erotica writing in a in a novel that he'd written.
My
so
goodness.
You know.
How do you get the worst erotica?
There's actually a yearly award, a gong for bad erotica writing.
So it's like the Dry Vag Award or something.
Yes,
it just doesn't do anything for you.
And your audience, I mean, do you gear your erotica toward men or women or both?
Yeah.
I actually believe that anyone could pick it up and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
My first book, I say, has something for everyone.
Yep.
It's got gay male scenes. It's got female on female, male on male, heterosexual sex. You name it, it's in there. And the only thing that I'm really missing in the first book is a trans character.
Mm-hmm.
But I rectified that in the second book.
Yep.
So
we're going to be talking a bit about the books that that have come out so far from LaBouche.
Actually, and also, before we do that, I just want KL. I think Kuala Lumpur, I think K minus D, the Lang. What's KL in your circumstance?
A KL is actually, they're my initials.
Okay,
and
yep.
Part of the genre of writing is women
mystic,
don't
perhaps.
Get as much recognition. So yeah. I chose to use my initials.
Yes, yes.
As you think of J.K. Rowling, P.D. So Martin, all the
androgynous sort of.
Right, so it's I'm just K.L. Joy. Now, mm-hmm. you can hear me on the radio and you know my gender from my radio
more or
voice,
less, yeah.
more or less. But for the most part, you pick up a book and you go, oh, K.L. Joy, I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of
that's what you want.
It, yeah.
K.L. Joy with us here on Lefty Bingos. Stay around.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're with Lefty Pinkos here on Joy, our guest for this evening, KL Joy. How handy is that? We don't have to remember her surname.
It's
just so good.
Synonymous
KL Joy
with good
on
times.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we were talking about your love of writing erotica or where it started from, but one of the reasons that you say that you set up LaBouche was because you felt shafted, is the word that you use, which is pretty good under the circumstances, by the porn or erotica publishing industry or by the publishing industry in general. Tell us
there's
more.
A story there.
I absolutely had a story there. I self-published my first book and then I got picked up by a publisher in Australia who saw the potential and signed me for my second book and sent me offshore to a US publisher who he said was going to do great things for me. And they're in the lifestyle, they're BDSM people, they understand, they know, only they didn't.
Yep.
And I found this out when my instinct, they didn't know how to market someone like me. And what I found out was when I went on their website to have a look at how my books were listed, it actually said non-consensual rape scenes included in this book. And I would never write non-consensual rape scenes. Like everything that I write is, I'm so authentic when it comes to BDSM with consent, negotiation, everything being either implied or overt in my books. And so when I saw that, I kind of went, look, you guys don't really know who I am.
Was that for titillation purposes, do you
no,
think?
No, they really didn't
just
get
didn't
my books.
Get it, yeah.
Really?
And I think it might have been the language barrier between the US and Australia.
Oh.
In a lot of ways, I got dumbed down in some of my book when we were going through the editing process, and all along I was getting this awful feeling that I'm in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah, and it ended up being that 3 months I waited for them to get me print books for an event last year, which was going to be my big launch here in Australia. And with 19 days to go, they said, we can't do the print books. And I went, well, thank you very much. I want the rights back to all of my books. And her words were, I'm sorry we turned out to be the publisher you thought we were.
And I went,
okay, that's an admission of guilt. Great, I'll use this to my advantage. So how much do you want me to pay to get my e-books back off of you and get my print books back off of you? And she goes, a token amount. And I went, good, because I'm not paying more than a token amount.
Yep.
You don't deserve it. You have done nothing for me. So that was my shafting story.
Oh, how disappointing.
And that's where LaBouche was born, basically.
Mm.
In conversation with my friend who helped me self-publish the first book, G.A. Howie, he and I sat down and went, you know what? Let's publish kinky queer authors.
Mm.
Not the genre of writing, but kinky queer authors.
Now, the situation seems very, I guess, you know, like a bit of an exercise needed in public awareness. What sort of awareness needs to be raised around erotica or BDSM literature? Is it like, do you have to be a bit of a trailblazer or?
I think BDSM literature, there's some amazing work out there by some brilliant people who have been doing it for a lot of years. Laura Antonio, Marketplace series, for example, just off the top of my head, she's the first one that comes to mind. There's
Patrick Califia just kills me.
Right, Patrick Califia. There's, and in the more recent genre stuff, there's Tiffany Rice, who is a US author.
That's a bit like Anne
Rice is where my head
Hers is R-E-I-S-Z for those people along at home.
Okay.
You can look her up on FetLife. What she's got a profile.
What makes good erotica in your way of looking at it?
Authenticity.
What does that mean?
For BDSM erotica, I believe that if you live the lifestyle, no matter what happens, it's going to come through in your writing. You're going to know things that you just can't research online. You can't find out from the internet stuff that just happens in real life and day-to-day when you're living it 24/7. And that's who I am. That's what I do.
Now, you know, I would argue that perhaps authenticity can be faked. You don't think so?
Not when it comes to BDSM.
And if you're reading it through, how can you tell that this isn't authentic, let's say?
Well, let's say 50 Shades of Grey is a really good example.
Yeah.
That her version of BDSM is highly researched. There are some really good quality pieces in there of examples of what she's researched well. But then there are examples of certain areas where it's not an instruction manual, and I get that, it's a fiction piece, but people will go away and try things.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a couple of pairs of handcuffs, put one wrist to one ankle and then get flipped backwards and break your neck while doing it.
Oh.
So things like that that just are really, really dangerous and should come with a trigger warning. Don't try this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are some things that just really stand out.
I guess what's your opinion on the piece? Because I haven't read it. I actually look forward to seeing the film that's coming out later in this year. But it's been panned, I guess. I remember reading a Helen Razor review where she just basically said it was badly written, it was woeful, it wasn't up to scratch. I mean, what's your view on it?
It is one of those pieces of writing that if an editor had gone through it with a red pen, it might end up as one really good book out of the three.
Yeah.
I would have to say that what 50 Shades did well was open the door for other writers like myself.
Huh.
It brought to the forefront erotica again.
Yeah. As a saleable genre, I think. Mm-hmm. Not just porny, sitting rusting away in some old, you know, sex shop or such.
Is there a frustration with that within the BDSM community, you think? Or like just that this book has kind of, monopolised the market?
No, I think BDSM has, the BDSM community, the kink community has actually now learnt that it's going to open doorways to people. And we have the responsibility to educate because we've been around forever.
Yeah.
And that's part of, as a leather woman, that's part of what we do, educate and look after the community.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura Antonio came up with this brainstorm idea for Beyond 50, which is now a website and a campaign that's going to be running in the 50 days lead up to 50 Shades release.
Which is
February 14th, 2015. It's released on Valentine's Day.
Oh, there's going to be lots of very interesting sexual activity around the world.
Yeah, that's it. Rewind that backwards 50 days. That's 26th of December.
Really? The idea being about, that's pretty cool timing, isn't it?
So just after Christmas, everyone's in the hoo-ha of Christmas rush and all of that, and we start the campaign of 50 days. The 50 days lead up to 50 Shades release, and you will start to see a lot of things happening around then. I'm excited to get on board in this international movement.
Yes.
What's proposed?
What I call the kink community.
What do you propose with this, these 50 days?
There are so many things. Well, I can actually see us putting together a little bit of an anthology.
Mm-hmm.
And like a global one.
A global one of writers who are currently established, who have got works out there that you can say, okay, so 50 Shades is over here and it has its purpose.
Mm.
And now that your eyes are open, but wait, there's more.
Mm.
Like a set of steak knives, we're just waiting there to have you open up the package and go, oh, shiny, look at this. And so that's what we are looking to do as a global movement. And I'm really pleased to have kind of seen the pop-up. And actually, I think it was a promoter here in Australia named Helena May, who tagged me on Facebook, who said, "KL Joy, you should get into this." And I'm like, "What's all this about?" And I was reading it while I was away last week, and I'm like, "Oh, I have to get on board." There was just no choice.
Yeah.
So
I've noticed that on FetLife, which is, you know, the fetish website around the world, there's been a lot of people bagging 50 Shades.
Yeah.
And perhaps, and this sort of terror about there being the flood of innocence coming into the kink community. So this sounds like a very good strategy to welcome those people in, but, you know, educate and spread the love.
Yeah, it's not about saying, well, you can't come into our community because we're closing the doors and closing
ranks. You're doing it wrong.
It's not about you're doing it wrong. It's like, okay, cool. You want to explore. Here's an opportunity to learn how to do things. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, we really, that fear of newbies coming in, we had that flood when the books came out.
Mm.
And I think everyone kind of closed ranks. And we realized that wasn't the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So learning from our mistakes, we've gone, okay, well, let's have a look at what's going on.
If you're out there in listener land, you're with Lefty Pinkos. We're talking erotica. In just a moment, we're going to be talking about this new erotica survey that KL is driving and asking the question, what sort of erotica do you like? If you want to join
Shoot us a message with that.
Yeah, if you want to join in the discussion tonight, our email address, as ever, onair@joy.org.au. Brian,
Gordy out there on the desk. He's at 1300-JOY-949. Did you do the email or the SMS?
I did the email.
I wasn't listening. SMS us on 0427 JOY949. I've only actually ever read one erotica novel. So if you've got any tips for us blokes,
yeah, what's good?
Let me know.
Tell us.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Of course, you're with Lefty Pinkos on Joy. Kath and Ryan with you, and our special guest tonight, KL Joy herself.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about this erotica survey? Why do it for a start?
Well, I kind of realised over the last few weeks, especially with the Melbourne Writers Festival going on, how much the industry is changing. And it was a light bulb moment on Saturday when I'm sitting in the independent publishers talk and they're saying, oh, there's this new way of getting your feed of books. It's called streaming. And I'm like, streaming. So there's ebooks, there's print books, there's ebooks, you've got
Kindle,
your audio books,
blah, blah,
your
blah.
Kindle, your Nook, your whatever. And now there's streaming where you can pick and choose your chapters. You don't need to even get a whole book.
Oh.
I know. So I've gone, well, let's get a better understanding of how people read their erotica, where they source, or I'm actually calling it erotic literature, how you source it, where you get it, what you do with it. And that means not just in the bedroom. Do you read it on the train? Do you read it at work?
Like, do you read it to each other?
Do you read it to your partner?
Friends? Yeah,
that sort of thing. So there's the basic survey that is going out there over the next. Well, it's actually just launched at 8 o'clock tonight through the LaBouche Books website. So that's labouchebooks.com, and you can go on there now. There's a survey page, and just fill in the survey on the website.
And what do you expect you're going to do with the results?
I'd like to understand how people are accessing their erotica. And for me, as a publisher, what I'd like to do is be able to give the customer what they want. So if they want 90% ebooks, 90% of the people say, oh, we read it on ebooks. We're not interested in print. So I'm not going to put money into print books.
Yeah, right.
When it's just not there.
Mm.
Someone said to me that fan fiction is another option that, you know, people are looking to source fan fiction. Where are they going to source fan fiction from? So I'm actually looking at already, I'm already getting some feedback because I did a soft test run
this afternoon
on through the Facebook pages and things like that through LaBouche Facebook page. And we've got the launch at 8 o'clock, so through LaBouche Books. But As I've started to get a little bit of feedback already, I'm realising there's so much more scope that I could do in the survey, but I really just want to keep it to a quick 5-minute simple survey.
Yeah, so people do really more.
That's it. It's really just asking for 5 minutes of your time. You won't even be able to finish a cup of coffee in that time.
Now, I'm a bit shocked that Brian admitted while we were listening to the music that you've only read one erotica
book. I've only read one, so, I mean, could I take the survey and contribute or would I?
Absolutely.
Because it's not good enough. Waste of 5 minutes.
It's for people who want to read erotica. Like, we want to know how you want your erotica. Mm-hmm. Mm. We want to know how you want to read it, where you want to read it, what you want to read. Do you want to find it through... Do you want to go to Amazon and just pay the prices there? Mm-hmm. Do you want to have ethical sources of where you buy your erotica? I don't know if you know what's going on with the publishing world at the moment. There's a big fight between a company in France who's saying, we're not going to put our stuff up on Amazon.
Huh. Is it because Amazon's got this global monopoly?
Yeah, they do. Mm. They do have this global monopoly. In fact, 70% of the books that go through the UK market are bought on Amazon.
Really?
70%.
Whoa, that is huge. Outrageous.
That's huge.
How many independent booksellers have had to close their doors over that?
Exactly. So it's also about finding the feed to where we can be ethical, and that comes back to my core values of Hilton Hard, where as a leather woman I live by core values, and so I want to do things ethically. I want to support local. I want to make sure that everyone in Australia gets their voice, but that I don't shut myself off from a global market.
I think one of the issues around, you know, selecting the right erotic book is that it's hard to know just by looking at the cover or looking at the blurb online or whatever, or even, in fact, picking it up in the bookstore, if that's where you are, that you might end up in some tedious thing that isn't to your particular taste, you know, because we all have different tastes. And I think that maybe that's a tricky thing. I've got a huge erotic collection myself because I love it, you know. Mm. And I guess I like really out there sort of pretty extreme stories in that fantasy level that I would prefer not to actually do in real life myself, you know.
I think that's one of the fundamental things of erotica is that a lot of people who source it don't actually want to do it. They want to read about it. Yes. They want to fantasise like about it. They want to sleep over it, but they don't want to do it.
Yeah. Are they the shades? Because, I mean, the one I read was quite graphic, highly sexual, but then there's I understand there's some that are just, like, sensual or are they, like I don't know, for want of a better metaphor, like a walk on the beach or something. Is that what they... I mean, are they the different shades?
That's what we call romantica.
I guess they're romantica, yeah.
But what LaBouche is trying to do, and it actually comes back to our label, which I'm about to show you, is a set of lips.
Yeah.
Which are bright red.
Yep.
And they actually stand for... What's your tagline? It says something about
from the lips, between the lips of... Yep. Oh, God, I can't remember my tagline. Thank you.
Oh, KL.
That's terrible. Anyway. Please look it up.
The idea of
the lips was to have different shades of lips.
Yeah, and the tagline, listeners, is from the mouths of those within.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I was on the website today changing things and I'm going, no, I'm not going to change that because that's too good, but I couldn't remember
it. That's very deep, actually. So you yourself, the sort of stuff that you write, do you mainly write leather woman particular thingy that's your interest thingy or?
I write about the kink community because I'm out and about in the scene quite often and I see a lot of other people's work. And so they say write what you know.
Huh.
So I write what I see.
So is it more like kink, social drama?
Well, social research.
Soap opera.
Kink, social research. That's what I do with my sociology degree.
Where do you source these in Melbourne? Where might somebody source stories or an interaction with the community, the kink community?
Easy. FetLife.
Yep.
Yeah.
FetLife is...
I mean, that's an online existence, but...
No, it actually helps you find where the clubs are, where the munchers are, where the people are.
Give us a few examples, though.
So what week of the month where we're just coming up to the first week? So next weekend...
Abode is coming up.
Yeah, Abode's coming up on Friday night. Abode's every weekend.
Yep.
There's something on every weekend.
St. Kilda,
and that prov thing?
Provocation is the third weekend of the month. Second weekend of the month is Chains.
But they're kind of like play parties because there's other lighter, more socially things.
The social things are the munches, and the munches happen just about every day of the week. Like there's a Melbourne midweek lunch munch.
Munches. What's that term?
You get together and you're dressed in vanilla clothing and you get together with like-minded people and you have a meal. Mm-hmm. It's a really soft entry into the scene, and it's especially for newbies. You get to talk to people who are more experienced.
My mind went somewhere with munches. Can I just get it out there?
Yeah. A lot
but it's
of
food. It's over a meal. Okay.
It is yeah. over a meal. So yeah. tomorrow there's Relax, actually Ryan. The Melbourne Lunch Munch, which is run in the CBD for people who work in the CBD who yeah. want to get together and hang out yep. for an hour.
Cool.
So there's all different levels of getting in there. Coming up in the show, we're going to be talking about KL Joy's upcoming projects. There's a few fun things going on, a few highlights of Oz Kinkfest. You're with Lefty Pinkos on Joy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're with Joy 94.9. It's Lefty Pinkos. Tell us about that memory, because why did you choose that song?
I chose that song because it reminds me of my 30th birthday on the dance floor at Q&A. For those who are playing along at home, that was a very long time ago.
It seems like a figment of our imagination, Q&A, doesn't it?
Like
it's
feels like it. So
long ago, but such a great party.
Yeah,
good times.
Yeah, some really beautiful people around me that night, and some who are no longer with us, mm-hmm. and so it just makes me remember them.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah. You're a Melbourne person, grew up in Melbourne.
Yep.
And that's really fabulous. I guess I got that from this Q&A thing, which I've never heard of. And we've heard from one of our team out there.
We've got a couple of messages, actually. We've heard from Emma in Sydney. She says, you're sounding fabulous, guys. Great to hear you again, Kath. Aww. And I'm loving all the erotica talk. Looking forward to being back in next week. And she says, best live ad ever. And Scotty follows that up, actually, and says, oh, dear, enough pussy talk. Scotty.
Yes, it
PS,
was.
Is Abode the old venue or the new one? It's down in St Kilda, isn't it?
Like Abode hasn't shifted in 10 years. It's on the corner of Martin Street and St Kilda Road.
Opposite the old, the Town Hall almost, isn't it? On the same side of the Town Hall. No, opposite yeah. Greyhound kind of thing. Or yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In that
opposite
precinct.
Greyhound.
Yeah. But yeah, we're chatting to KL Joy about her publishing. And tell us about your publications, because you've got two books that you've released through LaBush.
Two of mine and my business partner's book. We affectionately call her Madam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story of Prissy DuPont's story of an accidental drag queen. It is a conversation-driven piece of writing that is quite unique. You open it up and you go, okay, where's the he said, she said bit? Well, it's mainly gay men talking, so it's he said, he said.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the conversation flows within this book, it just, you feel like you're talking about the local club yeah. that you're down at, rather than, you could actually quite well imagine it taking place at DT's. It's literally the story of an accidental drag queen. G.A. Howie Grant is my business partner, and he's just done the most phenomenal work with that. That's only been out on the market for a very short time, available through Amazon, unfortunately, at the moment. That's one of our main sources of outlet. Mm-hmm. That's why we want to know more about the ethics of what's going on.
And other outlets, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, other outlets so that we can get it all together.
And your books?
In my books, the Stories of series, Catalyst Stories of Awakening, Desire Stories of Longing, they're BDSM Erotica. That's the linking factor.
That's my favourite type.
The first one is Something for Everyone. The second one is Lesbian Focus.
Huh.
And the third one is Leather Focused, and that's due in 2015. That'll be Control, Stories of Power.
Oh, and so it's like a series, I guess. Of,
yes.
Yeah, that's sort of developmental.
There are all the characters that are in the second book are have come out of the first book, and we've taken one of those characters from the first book. Her name was Viviane.
And that's your secret lover.
Yes, Viviane
Dupre. That's it. I thought that KL was in this great relationship with Viviane Dupre, and I actually even said to Brian, oh, gee, your partner's really good looking and stuff.
I'm in a very complicated relationship with Viviane Dupre.
With her alter ego, your literary
alter ego. And her Facebook page is Viviane Dupre, for those who are playing along at home. It's a lot of fun kind of embodying that character on Facebook.
And how does Vivian differ from you?
Oh, completely different. She's tiny. She's petite. She's got really dark hair. She's kind of a messed up person.
Is she a desired relationship?
She reminds me of one of my friends. Yeah. But when I created her, she was completely fictional until the day I walked into Hellfire and saw her standing on the stage.
No.
Well, everything that I had written, the looks, the
was embodied
the,
on
everything
the stage,
was
yeah.
in this person who was performing on stage at Hellfire Resurrection a number of years ago. And that person's name is Satomi.
Huh.
She's and an amazing.
Do they know this? Do they,
yeah, yep. I've actually befriended Satomi since then, yep. Who is an international rope artist, and her work name is the Tokyo Love Doll. And she and I chauffeured her around Melbourne on one of her trips, and she's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I told her how I had admired her and whatnot, and about my character, and she ended up buying my books, which was really awesome.
Way to go. Yeah. Way to go. Yeah. Crowdfunding, you've got a new project coming up? Because we've only just got a couple of minutes left. Yeah. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, let's focus on the OzKing Fest coming up. We've mm-hmm. got that survey is going to be available at Fetish Expo. Fetish Expo is on the 20th of September.
Oh, it's a hoot. You've got
it's
to get down to that.
It's going to be amazing Fitzroy Town Hall, at Fitzroy Town Hall.
Yeah, and there's always bargains, really weird bargains for collars and all sorts of bizarre things.
Yeah, if you're into and
handmade
it's a really
floggers.
Like just casual
there's
event.
Books
yeah,
there,
there'll
yeah.
be books available cool. for sale as well
Toys.
There as well.
Mm.
So LaBouche will have a stall there, and Dirty Deeds, which is something that I'm doing in conjunction with Hares and Hyenas mm-hmm. as part of the OzKink art installation this year. It's OzKink art, The Animal Within is the theme. So anyone who wants to read, give us, drop us a line through Facebook.
You're still looking for readers.
We're still looking for readers.
Animal
We've got
within,
about five more spots
what
to
you
fill.
Want, bears. Tell us what the kind of focus is there. I just sort
there's
of think
the
bear.
Primal,
bear yeah,
there's
animal,
the primal
otters,
animal.
Bears. pussycats, perhaps.
We're thinking about the primal erotica that comes
primal.
Out. So looking at those aspects of the animal within in a spoken word piece, it's going to be some really hot reading that night. Ooh. Bring your fans. I think we'll need them. And that's Monday the 22nd at 7 p.m. at Hares and Hyenas.
Oh, totally cool. Mm. Crowdfunding thing. Did we get onto that?
Crowdfunding is happening. Look out for it in the next 2 days.
What's it for?
Possible campaign to launch our anthology, which is other people's writings under the LaBouche label.
Ah, how did you collect them?
We have put a call out for submissions all throughout this year.
Right.
And we've had a lot of writers who have submitted stuff to us, and we're going through the plethora
oh, wow.
of it to see what we would like to put our name to.
How wild
how
would
we'd
that
like
be?
To do it. It's going to be amazing.
Can I ask, just close up on this, but what sort of qualities do you look for in a writer? Can people submit stuff to you to encourage that?
Anyone can submit stuff to us. And, yep. and
still?
If it's not, yeah, and if it's, we're open until October 31st, Halloween.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be keeping it open till so.
I've got some stuff sitting around. I'm like, pretty.
So please have a look at the LaBouche.com website, LaBouchebooks.com, and everything is on the pages there.
KL Joy, it's been a total joy having you in here tonight. We're all quite warmed up now, aren't
I
we,
think,
Brian?
Yeah, it's been great having you in here, Kath, too. So, yeah,
it's yeah, it's sort of been a bit chaos central here, too.
It's
honest.
Been fun, so.
Oh, it's all fun. Stay with us. Coming up next, Transpositions. Lefty Pinkos will be back with you again next week. Have a fantastic week and stay with Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.